those who like it. In that book is, you see, the first part and not what I say. The biographical section that is there is the thing that is attractive to the people. And yeah, not what I am saying so much.
Yes. Even Vayanke has wrote a pair of
words. The unfortunate part about it. Vayanke, you have read that, they have written in Vayavan. You haven't seen that.
He explains about that the bodily change, the kundalini.
So that means everybody is interested.
Only
the biological thing that has happened.
Yeah. No, not the what the happened.
Biography.
Yes. Biography.
Biographical sketch.
Biographical sketch. More interested in that section than the rest of it. Especially when I deal with politics, they close it. You know, Einstein, this, that, and the other, my friend is this.
Politics or scientific researches, or about psychology, or about religious.
Or Krishnamurti. They don't like it.
See, anything he
the
says.
The expression of it irritates. Yes.
And see, whatever he tries to do.
See, it is not the state that is important. You are interested in that. I was also interested in that. Whether I am a realized man or not, whether I am an enlightened man or not, whether I am a Jivan Mukta or not, you have no way of knowing. If you accept me, it's because of your tradition and you are projecting it on me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, my state is not important. God, I don't know whether he is a God man or not a God man. Transformed man or not, that doesn't interest me. The abstraction of his state, he is objectionable to me because he is putting it, you see, giving you some hope that there is something that you can do. You know? Yes. It is that I am attacking, not, you see, the man, not his state. I have no interest in calling him a phony. But the teaching is a phony below. This distinction they miss. Sometimes I have to hammer and say, some harsh words about him, Joker, and you know, to hit them hard. So you are trying to separate the two. I am not separating the two. If the teaching goes, the teacher also goes to
it. You are 100% sure.
Sir,
there is nothing that you can do to have that state.
100%.
Huh?
1000%. Your Upanishad
is nothing that you can do.
Nothing that you can do. Anything.
No effort of yours can be.
No.
At least to help you to do that.
No. Sorry. The goal has
that to is the difference between demanding.
The goal has to be not lost.
Fundamental difference.
No.
Yes.
Nothing that can be done. You think that
that is
you
the
can
total
do.
Difference.
If you think that you can do, show me. One example in the history of mankind, all those people who thought, made you believe that there is a way. No teacher has produced another teacher.
No, Ramana had his own way.
Then on God way.
Ramakrishna had his own way.
That way.
Aurobindo had
where are the Ramakrishnas?
Yeah.
Only one people. No, that's not enough for me. Ramakrishna must be.
It is not a reproductive thing.
That's exactly what I am saying.
It's not a reproductive
thing. Not at all.
Each one has got his way. That's
no,
the method. What I am
saying.
Don't
say each one.
Ramakrishna method may not be suitable to me. But there is a method.
No, it was suitable only for him. No, it was suitable only for him. And if he says that it is useful for you,
and
it will make you to another say Ramakrishna, that is the thing that must be attacked.
There is no method at all.
You see, those ways, paths have not helped you so far.
Yeah, agree.
So you cannot have your own path as long as you think that that path is going to help you. And that path is going to help you only tomorrow, not now. It has not helped you so far, and what keeps you going, and what keeps
the
you
hope.
Trying one or the other, and another one, another one, another one, is the hope.
That someday.
The hope is the path.
Yes.
No, the hope is the path.
Yes. Hope itself is.
Whether it is his or mine or somebody else's.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
So this is all that I am pointing out. I have no illusion that I can make another Yuji. Impossible. Why should you be me?
Exactly.
You can't be also.
You can't be me. Because you have no idea at all, you see, of my background at all.
Or
every event in my life, everything, you see, pushed me in that direction. So you, what are you doing? You haven't done anything. Why do you expect this miracle to happen to you? What have you done? Only read this the book, that is not going to help you. That dot on his face is not going
to help you. Now you are great. Something has to be done to go.
You have not done anything. No,
whatever it is. But there is something has to be done.
No, not that way. He is translating it. If you have done anything, any of the chosen paths of yours, then you will understand what I am saying. You haven't done anything there. Either the Ramakrishna way, or the Buddha way, or Shankara's way, you are just mechanically repeating those phrases, words, they are all empty. It never strikes you. If you have done really, that is why I tell all these people.
So some homework is necessary.
Those who have followed Rajanesh, and done some meditation like, you see, Mahesh and then Goldie, 80 years, Dinesh and Arhat, those people can sense, you see, what I am saying because
they
have done a lot of homework. They know in a way why they are stuck, where they are stuck. I like them. I like a real man who has done sadhana. No, I am not against sadhana in the sense that they are stuck somewhere, they are struggling, you see, to get out of the trap. I am not helping them to get out of the trap. I am just pointing out there is no way that you can get out of the trap. You are, don't even feel that you are trapped. You see, so what I have against the old man is that they are all empty words, empty phrases. They just repeat. They haven't done anything with those words either. Ridiculous. They are very irritating. That's all. Irritation is all that is there. It's because they have memorized all these words and feel superior to all of the traditional. They are worse than the traditional. Traditional man is a hope, but not for yourself. That's why I am emphasizing. You can listen to the chapter for 100 years, 1,000 years, nothing is going to happen.
But you're praising everyone.
Especially to Jayakrishna, because he's a new thing. You think he's the man who has come to save the world. He felt that way until the end, and he made everybody feel that way. Another chapter in the history of mankind was a bastard Dukkha.
But
same thing here.
The very words you are saying, somebody is going to say about you.
I will be most happy if you are nobody. Yes, no, he can. He can't say anything. You see, nobody can say anything. Nobody can touch anything that existed before me. You have a chance. You are the only one that can make this obsolete. And I have not chosen you.
Yes.
Except anyone who hits, who touches life any time after me, is the one who can make this obsolete. Nobody else that existed before. That's why I told many people, Krishnamurti want to be here, in too many times silenced them. I would have silenced him in 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes, 2 seconds. But such a thing never happened. He knew that he would be silenced. Not these words, not if you say but, you see, you have not made it, but you go. But we have to do the mankind, the house is a long time ago, I told you. In 1953, the house is on fire, sir.
So anyone says, but
throw more gasoline and burn it down completely. Then you see, out of the ashes something can happen. But nothing can be done by saving this house from that fire.
Don't put water. Don't put water.
No, no water is no good. Water turns into gasoline. What Bhargava is saying, sir?
So what are you, sir? What is he saying? Your body.
He has nothing to say. He has not done anything.
Listen,
let's be honest.
He was the careful.
So the Raman is saying this. He has not done anything.
What do you want?
He wasted all his life.
You can
be a good man in memory, interpreting things. Nothing. He has not done anything. He has not tested anything in his life in relationship with himself. Where am I in relationship with that? Why is it falsifying me? It falsifies you. It is false as far as whether you see what, even what I am saying next moment, it is not the truth for me. That's the reason why I say that book must be torn upon, thrown out.
See, your own book.
Previous sentence.
Previous sentence.
Previous sentence.
Just a minute back what I have spoken.
Because it's dead already. It's not living. It is more living than those words, the third great man's words. Because they have come out of the living quality of the energy. That's the one, that is what touches people. Otherwise, intellectually, there are far superior intellects in this world who can sway you. See, the path becomes important as long as you have a goal. When the goal goes, the path goes. So you are not interested in questioning the goal.
Because that goes in that thing.
This path goes along with
you. Yes, I want to, yes, I am frightened like you.
Because that goal is you. You talk as if it is that tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Here. Here and now. Now there is no goal. The goal is only tomorrow, not now. I don't have to do a thing, sir. It is a self-activating mechanism there.
Now we hear Brahmacharya is found. Now what are you going to say?
What he wants to say.
You have heard now.
All that is an all.
Still you want to hear.
Yes, sir. There's something behind it that is still that you must go to the appointment and it's
there. There I
agree. It is a machine that simply I gave. He's not interested in destroying anybody, killing anybody, saving anybody. He's just there.
So put the bullet and get yourself shot.
Any movement there, you see, like the self voice activated, any sound anywhere there, this machine gun starts shooting. You are ducking. Why?
I dare not.
Because of the path.
I dare not face
up. I don't care what he says, but what is there, man? What the hell you are talking about? You can't face it. So you duck. Doesn't matter. It's not interested in shooting you. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in taking anybody away from anyone.
But sir, do you realize that what
you want? Say, Rajneesh can have the whole world for himself.
But never allow him to have it. Only statement like that.
But no, I mean it. What do you mean I don't allow it? Come on. You think I care for all this? They know very well.
Sir, if that is not there, you would not have bothered of going to Pune, staying in Padek and basking your Rajneesh. Creating a trouble, getting into your bank lines, and then we thought some two groups go to fight each other.
Where?
In Pune.
But he was not there in the bank, I went.
He was not there.
Then?
He was there. Ashram
it was dead there.
And his secretary came and all that.
It was dead. When his devotee, the singing devotee came, it was too much. He sent for her. Paru or some woman who used to sing. She came and sang sitting at my feet. That was too much.
Where in Pune?
In Pune. She sat at my
feet.
Kirin
house.
Kirin's house. That was too much for him. So he immediately sent for her. From the United States.
Somebody reported, I think.
Somebody reported.
Oh,
daily report.
It's not intelligence service.
Now he tried so hard to get Vinod Khanna back. Vinod Khanna wants to hold a press conference now. That is his political game. I'm not interested in that. I don't want. That's what I told my head. You see, tell the whole world that how UG saved from Rajneesh, and that how UG helped him to be what he is today. He is still crazy. So he wants to use me.
Who?
This Vinod Khanna. Although he has signed several claims, he's not there. He's crazy.
He's crazy, I know.
You see? So now he wants to impress the producers that he's alright.
Yes.
And so he wants to hold a press conference. And then not only write to the magazines, but how UG has saved him from UC Rajneesh. He's telling already, you see. I have nothing to do with him. I do not have anything to do with him. All that is, you see, is a political build-up for his career. That's all. He's mad.
But Rajneesh is still after him.
He's after him.
I see.
So that is why, you see, he wants to know what UG is doing. What is. He invited Mahesh. The fact that he invited Mahesh, who's responsible for whole debacle, means that fellow was also not there. He wanted to use Mahesh. Mahesh didn't fall for that. You allow me to tape record everything you say, then I will write an article. There was no
answer. I didn't even say, I didn't say.
He also took three people with him.
Witnesses.
Witnesses.
Then he's not prepared to go.
No, he was crying, breaking down, you see, mad he says. He felt as if he was in the room, same room with Parvin Babu. That was the way he described the situation with Rajneesh. Crying, breaking down, I'm finished, you see, still trying to be like a failure in life, trying to go back, you know, has been. What can these people do, sir? They don't have any talent. They will either have to become beggars or thieves. Otherwise, they cannot survive in this
world. These gurus.
Yes. Who cares for that talk? Now, you see, this Narayan's wife is trying for a job, Shakuntala, in England. She worked for 12 years in Krishnamurti school. She cannot get a job because she was a teacher in Krishnamurti. Krishnamurti's wife. She worked for 12 years. She very badly wants a job in England. She cannot get a teacher's job anywhere else. She told me this time, last time when I was there. She came to Brighton. She came here one day. She says, I cannot get a job because training, experience I have in Krishnamurti school is a positive disqualification. All those who cannot make a living anywhere else are the ones who are drawn to this school. In the name of vitalism, Ramakrishna school, Vivekananda colleges, all idealist schools, they cannot survive there. So these are all, you see, waiting for an opportunity to get a better thing than go on. Like Prakash, Joshi, all these people, you know. Nagaraj? Huh? Yes, Ekar? They were there, not to say, you see, they didn't have a job. Brahmachariji?
Yes, sir.
Instructor? 30 years from here, sir.
Hard hold it, like this is speaker, what? Distance. Now can't come here. What is Twitter?
Why do you not like? Why do you say that his statements are not acceptable to you?
Yes, because they are in contrary to the statements of sages and saints in the traditional method, and many times it turned contrary to what I have heard, read, and learned, and also but little, what little experience I have got. With that it turns totally contrary. Therefore, I can't accept it.
Say the same thing you said many times.
But some statements he makes no matter, no? Actually, it depicts the statement of Upanishads, particularly of Gaudapada and the Bhashya of Shankara, certain statements, you know. He says there is nothing other than yourself. There is no force outside man. And God is only a creature of the mind. It's the first step of Vedanta, actually. See, that he has made statements. And then, no sage or sage has made a statement that nothing God thinks of morality or anything. That doesn't mean immorally, says immediately. And says it's immoral. That she is dharma and adharma, satya and anrutha. Above that is what is, if at all is there anything, it's that. In that way, he puts it in an indirect way. And then, third stream, he says, whenever one comes and asks him, you have no chance, he says. Because that man is always depending on outside agency for help. So he wants him to understand there is no outside agency to help you. Whatever you are seeking is within you only, and you must treat your natural state. Any attempt to achieve that is distorting and taking you away from the ego. That's one important step. This runs in line with the Upanishad statement in the Bhashya.
So you have no conflict there.
There, in that point.
Yeah, you agree in total.
In total, in that point.
So in which
that's why I cannot deny you totally.
Yes, in which area you don't agree?
Yeah, that. You see, a man in that stage, how can have such a foul tongue? How can he speak ill of others? How can he condemn others? Because a man sees his own level, is it not? So he sees everyone as himself. Then that means he is condemning himself.
He is condemning himself. Many times he can.
No, he is condemning others like that and being harsh, violent, rash, and sometimes very uncouth, and always, some many times he only talks of sex and nothing else, and really abhorring, sometimes.
Don't you think that's
also
a tradition?
And it looks as if, huh?
That's also a tradition?
No.
A part of a tradition?
No. That is not the part of tradition.
Acharyas are condemned.
No. Those only saints have done that. Not a man who calls himself a sage. Never. He never talks of sex or anything other. No. One thing, you know, those sages never came in the way of any man doing anything. They allowed him to do his own work. Same thing this way.
Yeah,
he never interfered. Say, I cannot totally deny.
No, he may be, his words may be stronger.
And myself, very violent.
Those people might have used more vulgar and stronger words which are not being recorded. Now, unfortunately, you are seeing him using those words. So we come to the conclusion that he is more...
See, there are so many things recently, you know, within 200 years, that people like you were very careful and close to those people, and they are not left any word of me unrecorded. So as such, you know, it has, if he has really made such statements, condemning everyone.
In our own times, sir.
No, perhaps...
Very recent times.
No, his idea was to prevent your dependence on anybody. That might be his object in condemning others in such a way. Because you are attached so much to him, you know.
Yes.
Unless you are hit hard, it doesn't break. It's a hard nut to crack. So the only beating is with a hammer is necessary. With that idea, I might be doing it. But it's difficult to take it like that.
But Ramacharaji, I don't think that this is the only reason why you don't accept the statement. Because he is using a stronger words.
No, not only that. Not only this way of living. Sometimes it's so simple. Sometimes it's very childlike. And other times boisterous. No one can even stay near him. You see, that Ranganath Rao came, there he said, come on, and I brought him. The moment he came here, he was bombarded like anything. Next day he has to leave this place. He wanted to stay for 1 week.
Yes.
I don't know, sir. So suddenly, so unpredictable nature.
That is one of the same Shrutis and Shastras have said that the man in that state will have that unpredictable nature.
No,
he can never be predicted.
No, we can stay with him, we can be with him, but not like this. You don't know next moment you are whether kicked or kissed. That's the trouble.
Yeah, that is the
That's
not
half coming, you know. Come on, sir, what do you say about the sadhana aspect?
What? Not sadhana, I was taking the question I asked, why the health and
yes.
My sister-in-law, your brother-in-law.
Everybody want to be including your astrologer. Astrologer, I mean, first
yes,
man.
Yes.
No, my brother and sister-in-law are surprised.
Yeah.
How is it you are running parallel and how you look over there? And they say, by going to him, your astrology, your spirituality, and your spiritual practices and all that.
Mm.
I said, I told them that the external show has gone from me. Huh? But really, internally, I'm raising them. So they could not take it. So I just kept doing that. They are also surprised. How is it I am coming? Whenever you come, you say, not like a magical.
Mm.
I said, no, I like him. I like the person. The one reason is, he has made me not to depend on any of these saints and saints. You understand, I was attached to this Sadhana Swami, I was attached to Shingiri Swami, and I was about to take up the communication in Puri Kunda. And now I feel it's all for good. So I come there on my own. Without caring for anyone.
So
the
way
that things happen as it. So take things as they come. Never bother myself.
Yes.
No, things have moved slowly. Nobody, no bother.
So you think Yuji is responsible?
No, in a way, yes. This kind of to introspect myself and find out what I am doing is right or wrong. How far is it those things that I was doing is helpful to me? How far is it right?
So the tradition has not helped you.
No, it has helped me.
Yes.
To such an extent, that has brought me to such a person who will help you to understand some good points, at least.
Yeah.
It has helped me a lot.
Mm. So having understood now, what do you think is the use of tradition to you?
It is definitely helpful. The first thing is to understand yourself and to understand what a man is.
Now, you say that you can't accept him because he says there is no basis for any sadhana.
No, you see, why I can't accept him is an important thing. Chandraka has put it, Kshotriyam Brahmanishtamiva Uttocche. He is not a Kshotriya, that is 100%. He might be a Brahmanishta, which I can't say. Because only a Brahmanishta can know whether Alan is a Brahmanishta or not. But from his actions, from his behavior, from his thoughts, from the way he describes certain times, so he might be in that state. But mere being in that state cannot be a leader or teacher. Kshotriyam Brahmanishtamiva Uttocche. So just against all the tradition, dead against.
But yet he helped you.
Yeah, he helped me to help myself. That's the point.
That is a helper.
Yes, also. Help me to help myself.
Yes.
That's it. But I can't deny. That's why I come. Otherwise, I won't talk.
Now, what are the other areas where you find disagreements?
Thought. Argument is only 10%.
Only 10%?
90% disagreement.
Disagreements.
But that 10% is more important than 90%.
Yes. Because 10% has got the major value.
Major weight.
Weight. When compared to the 90%, 90% is very insignificant.
No, but compared to this, so far as I am concerned,
yes.
Not for others are concerned. And others will be deluded by his talks. And in India, I cannot accept him unless he is really going to be a Buddha. Others cannot accept him.
In India?
Really?
a real Mecca.
If he's going to become a real Mecca, then only he will accept.
What is a real Mecca?
He's going to be feast. In the English G, if it is there, only he can accept you, not us. On the same side as all the Pasha. The sadhus, the saves, the so-called devotees. No. He's a goody-goody business. He hates, he kicks them. So, it's not accepted.
So, who is benefited?
I don't know. Someone. Definitely is going to have some action. He's going to hit someone somewhere. You don't know who, where. It's not in his hands or in that man's hands. Only when it's just in it, it accepts. Yeah, that moment nobody accepts. And the person, he himself doesn't know what he is doing. And that man will not know what is happening. Start, Mr.
Expresses itself naturally, it uses the background. So, her expression, the expression of it is how this rejected everything that was considered to be sacred, including the person who you thought would lead you there and put you there, you see. So, when once that is finished, you can't say anything about that man, because you have freed yourself from everything, everybody thought, felt and experienced before, so that is thrown out of your system. So the only things I use are just the words without any images around. I have to use some words to give expression to this. So how can you see anybody who freed himself from the entire past recommend anything that you see they rejected? That's what I am saying. So they cannot recommend easy meditation. Everybody has to go through it. I went through it. I listened to this man. I practiced everything that is there in the test book. So I cannot recommend meditation of any kind to you. So if you want to meditate, go ahead, meditate. I am not interested. Do what you like. I am not here to free you from this. From anything, that's not my interest. Because I don't know that I am free. That is the point. I have no way of finding out whether I am free or not free. Not in the Vedantic sense, neither in bondage nor not in that sense at all. There is no way of finding out anything about myself. So I cannot tell myself that I am a free man. What does it freedom mean? The one thing that is there is that the demand to be free from anything doesn't seem to be there. There is no question of my previous. I cannot suggest anything that I did and that I tried and then rejected. The problem here is, you see, if I try to give some kind of a technique, hint it, you see, then this is as ridiculous as absurd as it is. So you can't say that this is a pathless thing and create another.
Are not all jivamuktas?
I don't know about all the other jivamuktas.
Well, this freedom, I think people, they don't want responsibilities.
That is not, I'm not talking about freedom at all. Freedom.
No, see, they demand the man to be free.
But these people mean, are not talking about that freedom, you see. The freedom that will free them from everything.
So what you say is difficult to understand. If I experience it, that means I wash away your experience.
Certainly, my becomes already outdated, outmoded, passé.
So is it a changing feature?
Not changing. It's
your experience.
You come to a point where it dawns on you that there is no such thing as a new experience. It is not my experience, a novel experience, which I am talking about. However extraordinary, that is why all the mystics, you see, try to interpret texts, talk about their experiences. That's a very little experience. No experience at all. You see, all that you experience, however extraordinary it may be, is a petty little experience. All this bliss, beatitude, love, immensity, experience, nothing. Nothing. It's a driven, absolute gibberish. So this, you see, does not mean that I am free from those experiences. You see, they are there. So the triviality of those experiences, or giving importance to it, or sharing, there's nothing to be shared here. That's why I make fun of this sharing is caring, you know, the Salvation Army people during Christmas. You don't have the every street corner there in America. Sharing is caring. So they want your money or something.
How do you have it and why I don't have it and he doesn't have it?
What do I have? I don't know what I have. You seem to know what you don't have. That's the only difference. See, you have to take my word, even if you don't take my word and reject it, it really doesn't matter to me. The thought that I am different from others never, never, never enters me. So there is no question of my helping you, there is no question of freeing you from anything. The thought that I am different from you. Yes, when you ask me, are you a man or a woman, then the knowledge I have about this thing comes into operation because you are triggering that. You are playing this tape recorder, this computer, you are setting it. The printout is the knowledge that is there. So your question is your answer, not my answer. Are you alive or are you dead? You see, I really don't know. So if you ask me the question, you are alive or dead, yes, I am very much alive because of this, that and the other. So when the knowledge is not there, you have no way of knowing anything about you. So this has no value, for this individual, no value in the system. It's some strange, freaking, hierarchical thing thrown out, you see, by nature. You see, this, if there is anything as evolution, I really don't know if there is. You see, the people who have observed it, you see. And even those who have observed it, you see, now you say that Darwin's theories are no good, no good. You know? So the theories change from time to time, so we cannot assert if there is any such thing as evolution. And, or you make a statement when the revolutions take place, where evolution slows down, all these stories we are flooded with. But you make a jump there, see, the mutation in nature doesn't take place in perfected species, it always takes place in degenerate species, you know. Why this jump is there, we really don't know. So if you prepare somebody to become an enlightened man, or a Jivanmukta, or a Buddha, you are pulling yourself and curing everything. So it comes out of nowhere. So that individual cannot say, the before and after wash, you see, is possible only in the commercials, the surf and then what other things they sell here, I don't know, washing powders. Before, there is no before and after. So before and after comes only when there is a point. So do you not know, the memory is there, the factual memory is there, you see. It's sharper than ever before. So factual matters are there that are important. So use words, no other value. The language has no use for me at all. You see, if you want to play with those words, create, you see, stylistic devices to impress upon somebody, it is good. But otherwise, language is not that I don't have the language. You see, the means to express myself is all the time I'm saying there is nothing to express, nothing to understand.
So you read some books.
The
most recent stuff.
It was there in the book.
The book. As soon as you see a verse,
I don't know how it operated, but now you see I don't have any powers, I admit. Honestly, I don't have any. If I had any, I wouldn't even know. You see, there is no question of you. See, they are themselves questionable powers. You see,
Because you see, there is no looking into somebody. You see, your thoughts, I don't know. Maybe it's possible for you to read my thoughts. It's not possible for me to read your thoughts. There's no need for me to read your thoughts. So, the powers you use for what? What do you use these powers for? Assuming for a moment that they are our powers, what do you use them for? It's a means of exploitation. I have, you don't have, I'm going to use you, I'm going to heal you, I'm going to help you, you see, you know. So, the healing is out, you see. The miracles are out, you know. If others perform miracles, it's fine. You see, if others, for whatever reason, want to heal, the life itself has the healing power. If it cannot heal itself, you see. So that is limited to the body. This has a framework. This morning I was saying, death is just a recycling process. You don't like to put it that way. So we are now, you see, trying to use medicine and correct something. See, just the way you are repairing an automobile or whatever you want to call it. When you cannot repair it anymore, you bring spare parts from somewhere else, replace the spare parts and make it work. So if those spare parts don't work anymore, you junk this and then they recycle. So in exactly the same way, the body has to be recycled by nature. See, no? The putrefaction of the body is a recycling process. What comes, what nature creates out of this, we really don't know. What is put together is... So for this body there is no death, you see, there is no question of experiencing death by yourself or by anybody. So in that sense there is no death, there is no birth. You see, one point you fix and say this is birth and this is death, you see. So in between is all that is there. You know, somebody... Mahesh was once asking me the question, what is there in the between birth and death, maybe there is only black label, I said. If he drinks, he was drunk, he'd be asking me the question, the purpose of life, the meaning of life. Look here, you see, don't ask it. Idiotic questions. He picked it up, I said, and shall we sell it, you see, to the black label? You know, black label is a particular wine, brand of wine. Black label, you are, I said, you are born enlightened, you die enlightened. In between what is there is only black label, you drink, don't bother about it. So he wanted to sell this to the black label. They are not interested in enlightenment, you are interested in enlightenment. So be content that you are born enlightened and die enlightened, you see, you know. In between there is nothing there, you see, do what you do. So the question of birth and death does not concern the body. So it is the entity that is interested in their life after this, that and the other, is their enlightenment or no enlightenment. I'm sorry, I haven't talked since 10 o'clock today.
Then what is it that burns and that dies? It doesn't concern the body.
Yes.
So what is it that is born and then dies?
So the body, as you know, that you see, when Devadabhada was asked, he said, what, are you born? He asked the question. How did you interpret that? Are you born? Why are you concerned about death? Are you born? So you will not be dead. That is why I am very crude with all those people who come and ask me the question, if they ask for life, what is your mission? You say, you really want to know about death? The only way you can find out about that is now. To die. Now. Not that dying to yesterday's poetry, romantic stuff. People, you just forget about it. Dying. Supposing you jump, commit suicide, you will not know anything about it. So the experiencing structure that is interested in continuity up to a point and beyond is not going to be there. So no matter what anybody says, that you see, is there afterlife, that question has no meaning, you see. I say no, somebody else says yes, I was there 700 years ago, I am Dakshya Sai Baba, I am going to the Prem Sai Baba. All right, if you want to listen to all that crap, believe and be fooled by those people, fine. You have no way of testing the validity of those statements. And all these regression techniques that these people are indulging in, there is a woman who has got a book on experiences of death. They all say that we go through the tunnel, we experience this, that and the other. How can death be experienced? They all give the same descriptions of how you go through that. Ross. She didn't come, but many of her followers, ardent followers.
Some near death and then a person was on the top and was seeing what the operation was being done and then again came back.
Nothing, sir, if you want to swallow all
friends, Professor Ramakrishna Rao, he experienced the same thing.
Yeah, yes.
That is because of high blood pressure.
I told him, what was your high blood pressure? I asked him, you see, yes, if you can increase your blood pressure and experience any damn thing you want. Absence of body consciousness, look your body out there. So how can you separate yourself and look at the body? You see, you know, what is it that you are experiencing and what's so marvelous about you experiencing the absence of your body? It's not in your interest to experience. If your body consciousness goes once, it's gone forever. It's not in your interest. As I was saying, please don't talk of observer, the observed and all these rubbish this morning. Don't repeat those phrases and throw those phrases at me. It's all right, you can sit in front of a rose. And imagine that you see the observer is the observed, there is neither the observer nor the body. You are making love to your girlfriend or wife or anything, the case may be, sir. Imply this observer is the observed. Can there be love making? Can there be sex? Can there be anything after that? So don't talk of all those things to me. So you can go there and discuss everlastingly. The observer is the observed, neither the observer nor the observed. What is all this? What for you are telling me all this? People thrash this out, you know, Jagdish Viveka, Shankaracharya, threadbare. No metaphysics, see. So nobody is fooled by these empty words, fancy phrases. So if you want to fool, it's so fine. So it is not in your interest to feel the absence of or experience the body consciousness. It doesn't go that easy. It is not in your interest to lose the body consciousness, except when you have high blood pressure or do something and fix it. What for do you want to be in a state of no body consciousness? That's what I want to know. What for?
So when the body is become ashes, so the matter ends there.
Body matter. It doesn't end there. It enriches the soil, something wonderful comes. Enriches the soil, the carbon content. That's why I am lately showing this, you are more useful to nature dead than alive. You are useless. You are useful only to the doctors, not to the nature. See? You will be useful to nature. Nature has use for you when you are dead, not alive. Doctors can make, I'm not joking. The recycling is a very important factor in what you call, you see, the process of what is called life. We don't know anything of it. All the attempt of man from the beginning to know about life is futile because he is using thought is your byproduct. It is totally different from the source. So this cannot understand the source at all. So you can speculate, imagine, fantasize, talk about this, that and the other. But a byproduct, you see, there is no way of knowing anything about this. So that is what this man has always tried to understand, the source. So that is something living. That's what I am saying, fear, anger, greed, jealousy. This tremendous energy it is. You want to destroy that energy for what? For spiritual purposes? Anger, what an extraordinary thing it is, you see there. Such an anger cannot hurt anybody. One who is trying to flee from anger is the one that will hurt others. Not when there is anger, not when there is fear. You see, it's something, it's living, fire, extraordinary expression of energy. How can you destroy that? It destroys. You say you can't touch that. It's like touching a live wire, you will be destroyed. But sing one more song, sir, this is more interesting. So, you record all this?
It has recorded.
Voice activated.
We recorded that?
Yeah. Why would I have said this hundreds of times? Repeating the same thing. All right, sir.
Shuraga kalyanu
Jyoti Prachitiva Shurana Kalyanu Jyoti Prachitiva Ariti Dhanu Seyave Tyagara Jageyama Riti Dhanu Seyave Tyagara Jageyama Shri Rama Padama Niku Pachalune Chitamuna Kurave Na Shri Rama Padama
There is a voice, otherwise it goes off. Voice activated.
So it goes off
automatically. We are talking, it picks up. Voice activated.
Everything is automatic.
You are also the. So we are not ready to accept that, you see.
Even the.
It's a computer, but an extraordinary computer. Whole culture, you see, has emphasized that you mustn't be a machine, just act automatically, you know, act this way, that way, you see. And all your actions are modeled after the behavior patterns of Rama, or Krishna, or other sages, saints and saviors of mankind. You cannot act to them. So that has created, you see, the suffering for you. Your struggle.
Just two songs also, the same thing.
The amount of energy you put into that, they are false. They falsify you. So if that energy is released, what is it that fails? You can't do. You have known Mr. Balram already for some time?
No.
You met him for the first time here?
2 months ago he came here.
Oh, I see, that's one.
Mishwa. Yoni Mishwa.
Yes. Absolutely.
What do you want to do? Want to go to the toilet? No. No?
ಮನ ಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಡ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇರತಾರತೆಯ ಮನ ಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಡ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಕುಂದುಗಳ ಎಣಿಸಿ ಕುಚೋಜ್ಯ ಕುಮಂತ್ರಗಳ ಒಂದೊಂದು ವರ್ಣಗಳ ಎತ್ತಿ ಚರಿತು ಕುಂದುಗಳ ಎಣಿಸಿ ಕುಚೋಜ್ಯ ಕುಮಂತ್ರಗಳ ಒಂದೊಂದು ವರ್ಣಗಳ ಎತ್ತಿ ಚರಿದು ಹಿಂದೆ ಭಂಗಿಸಿ ಮುಂದೆ ಉಂಬಳಿಯ ನೀಡುವುದು ಮುಂದಲಯ ಕೊಯ್ದು ಮುಡಿಹೂವ ಮುಡಿಸಿದಂತೆ ಮುಂದಲಯ ಕೊಯ್ದು ಮುಡಿಹೂವ ಮುಡಿಸಿದಂತೆ ಮಾನಭಂಗ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಳ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಕಿರುಪಾರತೆಯ ನಗೆಗೇಡು ಮಾಡಿ ನಾಲ್ವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಮೊಗ ಕೆಡಿಸಿ ಮಗಳಿಪ್ಪಾರದು ಮನ್ನಿಸಿಲಾಡಿಸಿ ಮಿಗಿಲಾದ ವಸ್ತ್ರಗಳ ಭೂಷಣಗಳ ನೀಯೇ ಮಿಗಿಲಾದ ವಸ್ತ್ರಗಳ ಭೂಷಣಗಳ ನೀಯೇ ತೊಗಲ ಮೂಗ ಹರಿದು ಚಿನ್ನದ ಮೂಗುತಿಯ ನಿತ್ತಂತೆ ಮನಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಳ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇಡಬಾರದೆಯ
Ramachandra, you are not taking any fun. We really want to know, after having heard all this Babu has said, do you see any change in the way he puts things out? No, not the least change. But how is it some of us are able to see the change?
No, I am not seeing
it. The way he puts things across?
Same thoughts, same ideas, same way, constantly.
You at that time you were saying that nobody can understand him or it's not correct or
it's not. Then the same.
Same.
Or better. Same.
Okay, sir, what do you make of all this? What is this?
Make of what?
What has he has been saying for so long time?
Can't make it. Can't make anything out of it.
Can't make anything. It's an honest statement.
What was your impression when you met him first?
Oh, first I thought he was some great personality. The first I saw him.
Somebody had to say.
So brilliant.
Somebody had to say, he was walking in the street and all that.
Then, first time when I met him on the road, with Mason and someone else, who was there in the street also. So I was just stuck up for 1 minute.
That is the brilliance. Something had to say somebody.
Something had stuck. One of the calculations, automatically. And I told him, come on.
But what is that myth, sir? You have never speaking again about the enlightenment for a long time. What is that myth? For a long time you never spoke, and only for the first time you spoke, you should get something like that is there in the book. What is that?
Not a myth, but the fact.
Huh?
I gave up my lecturing.
Not lecturing. Complete silence you are keeping.
No, no silence.
It was not silence.
Never was I silent.
Unless you were put to ask and make you to speak, put some question. Otherwise, he looks like silent. That's all. You must drag him and make him talk.
No, no, what happened out of him? What did he hear? But he completely silent till he made Mr. Kiri.
See, he's going to say the popular statement.
The very same week I started there. This is there, the record is there.
I see.
One Mr. Jock Hislop, a follower of, known follower of Sai Baba. He was in the time Krishnamurti. He was with Krishnamurti for 40 years. So when this news spread in the Sanan Valley, he came with a tape recorder, he recorded everything, he was asking me every day for 1 week, while I was going through.
I mean, all these records are there.
Yes, while I was going through these changes, I talked about them.
All the recent records?
Yes.
Then Bhagavan, they are running.
They are all the...
But it's one thing, first meet Pandaga, for nearly 2 years, he was talking of his the chain, the chemical chain, the chemical reaction, the mutation, all that. And now of late, I'm seeing he's not talking about it.
Exactly, that's what I want to know.
Yes, sir. That's all.
No, he's 2 years,
he's talking about it.
Nagaraj, in the beginning I did it under the delusion that by explaining the whole thing in pure and simple physical and physiological terms, it would help people to
free themselves from the stranglehold of centuries of brainwashing. You know that this is something religious, something extraordinary, and so on and so forth. Then after a while I realized, especially from Valentine, how she experienced all the things that I talked about, not only Gary but other people. Every morning she used to get up and tell me, see, her experiences. Relating what I, it's exactly the same way, describing the same way I talked about in the books. Because she is the one who has listened to me from the time, from the very beginning until a few years ago. Never did she miss, you see, my conversations. For some years she recorded, then I decided that she should not do that anymore, so I stopped her, forcibly stopped her. That was some years ago. And then I realized that, you see, it is as dangerous as anything else because people simulate these things. And they listen to this, they simulate these things, and it is as absurd as any other description of the statement. So I
I differ from him there. You see, the way he was describing it, you are able to feel that is the way that has to happen. And when they took it so seriously, because they were not prepared, they went something wrong to so many people.
No, that's not true.
But he didn't say what he wants to say.
The result is Valentine. And you will also both say it as Valentine, you
say.
There
are thousands of people in that condition in the United States.
I know. There's no guarantee article. Thousands of people are in condition.
And
I give it a name also.
And it is genetic, they say.
So, sir, now we have made very clear. For, that means for quite a long time you are under the impression
that you
can't help people to get away from the feeling of what this is actually
about. That this has a religious content.
Yes.
And that it is something which you need to go through all these demands and things, you know.
Prepare for it, try for it.
Try for it, but then suddenly it struck
me. The yogic methods.
Suddenly it struck me that is, no matter what you say, people would simulate these things and trap themselves into some situation or
another.
Which is no different from the
people
who experience religious. That's all. It took a little time for me to realize. Especially when Valentine started talking about her experiences.
Not a little time, a few years.
Others I can understand, Barry and other mad people. She was not mad. So she was talking about these things, you know. I said, Valentine, ignore all those things. There are nothing to you. You are listening to me all the time. You are trying to relate them to the way you are functioning. You are. So it does not really mean anything.
That means even after a couple of years you thought, this is why you thought this way.
But then you realized it only later. At the when you were explaining, you didn't
think. Beginning I felt that necessary.
Later
on. So anybody who came to me and threw all this religious stuff at me,
so
he should be made to understand. At least it should be pointed, this should be pointed very clearly that it has no religious content at all. No mystical,
no psychological content.
No psychological content.